Marcus Taylor and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situation.
And it is time for Building Rural Wealth. Dan Miller with me this morning. Dan, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Nice to see you. How was the weekend?
It was great. You know, any weekend we get to see the grandchildren, it's always a good weekend. So, It was pretty nice weather, especially yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
today's going to be mid-70s.
Yeah, mid-70s. I heard a stat. They said this is going to be a huge hooky day for people, especially right after the weekend, you know.
I bet it is.
I looked around the office. Everybody's in today.
Well,
so
no hooky. Sloan's here with us.
And
Amy's here. No hooky today for these guys.
No hooky today.
No. Everybody showed up today, so that's good.
How are you, Amy?
Yep, good.
How was your weekend? Are you busy on the farm?
Yeah, we're busy on the farm.
Mic up a little bit closer.
Some lambs and calves arriving. This is our busy time of year. And I had both my kids and their significant others came this weekend take pity on mom and dad and help out. And, you know, they both live in town, well, cities. Mm-hmm. One's in Ames and one's in Des Moines. So they enjoy coming back.
You know,
to the farm,
a lot of life on the farm this time of year, isn't there? Calves and the lambs.
Yep. And my son just commented, you know, he was out last night at midnight. We do a midnight check, and just seeing the stars was something that he really enjoyed and he misses, because in Des Moines, you don't see the stars. So it was just a beautiful, clear, you know, clear night. And like Dan said, super nice weekend.
Absolutely. Unbelievable. Yeah. Speaking about, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Aaron, I was just going to add to that, talking about, you know, the seeing livestock and wildlife out. We went up to Altoona yesterday, and on our trip up there, we saw three pairs of eagles.
No way.
Three pairs.
Wow.
And, of course, you know, I'm sure they're mating, you know, they're getting together to mate, you know, this time of year. But, yeah, we saw three pairs of eagles, and that was just – we were just dumbfounded.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And, of course, you see more and more, you know, everybody comments, they see more and more, but – yeah, to see three on our drive yesterday was just kind of nuts. But
you want to sing the national anthem?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, speaking of being out at night, what's the gift that keeps you up all night, Dan?
Well, I don't know if for not everybody this would keep them up at night, but it sure could. And basically, what we're going to talk about, and when I say this, some people are going to go, "Man, that wouldn't keep me up at night. I'd be jumping for joy." And that's talking about inheritance. And, you know, getting an inheritance sounds really simple on paper. You know, it's a boost, a gift. Everybody has a little breathing room afterwards. You know, but for many people, what we find in working with people is it's not actually as relaxing. There's a lot of stress. It's not necessarily a relief. And I think the reason why you see, you know, some of that stress is people have thoughts like, you know, I should feel grateful, but why am I worried about it? You know, I don't want to waste or disappoint anybody. That's a big one that we hear. And what if I make the wrong move and then regret it later? You know, and that internal tension actually is far more common than people admit. So today we want to take a little bit of time to talk about why inheritances often feel heavier than expected, why moving too fast can create regret, and why slowing down is often the most thoughtful first move. And I will tell you, that's a conversation that I've had with a lot of people, because, you know, somebody will pass away and they'll have an inheritance and they'll think they need to call and do something in the next 2 or 3 days. And that is not the case. I mean, usually there is quite a bit of time. You know, the estate's got to get settled. They don't have to rush into decisions. I do want to point out, everything we're talking about here today, we are not tax professionals. All right. You need to talk with your own tax counsel and your own tax professional to make sure that whatever we talk about here applies correctly to your situation.
Okay. All right. So, Amy, why is an inheritance? Why can it feel heavy?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that come along with an inheritance. They don't arrive in isolation, because often you're getting it because of a loss, right? A parent, a spouse, or someone else important in your life has passed away, and that's the reason for the inheritance. And along with that comes grief, and your emotions are really raw, and the money itself can be tied to memories that you have of that person. You know, we were talking a little bit here before the show is that maybe grandpa bought that stock years ago and you want to keep it. And so, you know, it's not just money, but it's a lot of emotions. It's a lot of feelings, you know, and there's also family dynamics that go along with inheritance and expectations. So every dollar can seem like it has its own story that goes along with it. And at that time, your decisions that you make may feel permanent, even when they aren't. And it's common to feel pulled in different directions by your family members, by different people's opinions. There's unspoken expectations, or even your own sense of responsibility that, you know, you've inherited something that somebody else worked really hard for. And, you know, feeling conflicted about what to do with it, it's not ingratitude. It's an awareness that, you know, you have a lot of weight tied to this situation, and you want to do the right thing.
I had never considered that, but that's absolutely makes sense.
Yeah, we see it a lot, Aaron. We really do.
So Amy had mentioned, you know, the wanting to do something right or make the right decision. So what about the pressure to do something with that, Dan?
Well,
Absolutely.
Like I mentioned earlier, we oftentimes hear, you know, people think they need to do something now. They got to act quickly. They got to, you know, they got to make a decision, you know. But, you know, oftentimes the correct decision in that moment, like Amy said, when you're in an emotional state, is to just slow down, take a breath, and pause. You know, don't do anything, you know. And oftentimes people hear pressure from a lot of different sources.
Oh, sure.
I mean, you got family, you know, you got other family members, you know, and maybe the inheritance was split between three or four different family members and somebody's doing something with theirs. And so now you feel the pressure. I got to do something with mine right now, too. And then, you know, there's media stories about people getting sudden wealth and oh, man, they didn't handle it right, or they did this. Do I need to think about that? And then also, you know, the fear of missing an opportunity. I mean, sometimes think people, the guy got to do something right now because they're going to miss out if they don't. But I will tell you, that speed does not automatically create clarity. Oftentimes that creates more confusion. You know, you're better off, you know, to pause, don't move too quickly, don't lock into any decisions before you really fully understand how they fit into your overall financial plan. Oftentimes we tell people this is a great time to either create or update your financial plan, because now you've got a sum of money that maybe you thought maybe it was out there, but you didn't absolutely know, you know. So, you know, not every financial decision tied to inheritance needs to be made right away, you know. So slowing down, you know, that is not avoidance of making decisions. It can be a strategic choice. And that's where, again, like I said, oftentimes doing that as part of a broader financial plan makes a lot of sense.
Okay. So why does it feel bigger than money, Amy? Kind of our first topics here. Why does it feel bigger than money?
Exactly. Well, because like we mentioned earlier, think of all the emotions that are tied to this inheritance. It's not just about dollars. It often intersects with some bigger questions such as, you know, retirement timing. I got this inheritance. Now do I retire right away? Can I just quit doing what I'm doing? Change my lifestyle? Mm-hmm. How's that going to affect things? There's family dynamics, and fairness is always involved when there's inheritance, too. You're thinking about, you know, like Dan mentioned, what's the other family member going to do with their funds? Is this fair? Was I treated fairly? There may be business interests or farmland that gets inherited, and that can tie into a lot of different, you know, planning things, thoughts, processes that you need to work through. And your own personal values and legacies, you know, also tied to what's inherited. What do you feel like you should do with the money? Is it, you know, appropriate to your values? So suddenly these decisions touch your own identity. They touch your relationships and long-term decisions. So there's a lot of questions then that naturally surface when that happens. What would they have wanted? You know, if I inherited this business, what would, you know, the person that I inherited it from, how would they want me to do it? continue as is, change things, sell it? What does this mean for my family? You know, how will this influx of inheritance affect how we, you know, how we live as a family? How does this change my future?
Mm-hmm.
And the emotional weight of all of these decisions, you know, can make it feel very overwhelming at the time that it happens.
All right. So what should I do is what people may be asking, but then maybe how should I think? Dan, talk to me about that transition or what's more beneficial.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's that what do I do? That's the first question. Yeah. But like I said, really a more helpful starting point is just like you said there is, how should I think about this? You know, how should I put this in context with everything that Amy just said here, you know, about my own life, my own situation, you know? And, you know, instead of rushing into something toward an action, you need to focus on that context of, you know, what has actually changed and what hasn't. You know, in other words, for example, just like Amy said about, you know, can I retire early? Okay, so, you know, you inherited a significant sum of money, we'll say, but what if you still enjoy your job?
Yeah.
You know, so you got to put it in context, you know, maybe because, you know, there are people that when they quit working, they become unhappy. And just because you got this big sum of money, maybe you can quit working, you know.
But should you? Yeah.
Exactly right. Should you sell that business just because, you know, should you keep working? You know, so, you know, and some of those decisions are irreversible. Like if you sold your business, you know, and just because you inherited some money, now what am I going to do?
Right.
You know, and some things like that. So, you know, what timelines do I realistically have and which ones do I really have to pay attention to? Or you know, how is this really going to affect me long term? So I think creating some space to really think clearly, you know, does help reduce some of those emotional pressures and really helps bring things into perspective.
So with that creating space, we've mentioned a couple times this morning, slow down, think about it. So how do you give yourself permission to take that pause, Amy? What do you do to mentally or to actually do that?
Well, just recognize that taking a pause doesn't mean that you're never going to decide what to do with it. It's just often a way to protect yourself, trying to let kind of the emotional side of it become a little more stable, giving your time to talk, to grieve, to process everything that's happened. And then sometimes your options will become more clear. You know, how many times have we just given something a day or a night, or you've talked to somebody, and then all of a sudden, okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That I have an answer now, whereas you just didn't have that before. Sometimes it's time. Sometimes it's talking to somebody. And it's okay, especially when these big irreversible decisions are on the table. It's all right to just take a little more time because things, you know, they're not going to happen overnight.
Right.
It's not going to, you know, be the end of the world if you wait a week, a month, you know, however long you need to take. So many people wish they had slowed down more after they make a decision. And there's very few people that really regret giving them time to, you know, think about all their choices.
Absolutely. You mentioned clarity.
Mm-hmm.
So what does clarity look like, Dan? When we say clarity, what does that look or feel like?
Well, you know, we talk about clarity in a lot of different aspects when it comes to financial planning. And this is another sense of financial planning. And the idea with clarity is, you know, knowing, understanding all of your options and having some confidence with the decisions you make. Now, we all know there's things outside of our control that we cannot control. I mean, we've seen market volatility here of late, due to, you know, the war and the conflicts, you know, that we can't control. But, you know, you think about, okay, what are some of the things that I can control that I can get clarity around? You know, and whenever you do slow down and get some confidence about it, you know, your decisions become less rushed. You feel more confident about them. You know, it's easier to talk to your family about it. You can have some of those more heartfelt, you know, conversations with them. And, you know, oftentimes that stress level comes down if you just give yourself some time to achieve some clarity, you know. And oftentimes that clarity starts with talking with someone without having to rush into decisions.
Slow down, talk about it, think about it.
Absolutely.
Talk with somebody you trust. Milestone Financial would be great. Okay, random question for you. Inheritances are, there's really nothing new. It's pretty common.
Sure.
But here's my question. How many times have you dealt with people that it's completely unexpected? Meaning you had Aunt Susie or Uncle Bob that you really didn't know, and all of a sudden they pass away, and there's this completely unexpected significant inheritance. Is that something that you've experienced?
We have, but no, I will tell you, it's fairly uncommon. Yeah. I mean, I think most people that are going to inherit something from someone, they have some type of inkling that it's out there, you know. But we have experienced that. Now, we've never had anybody that inherited $5 million from somebody that they didn't even know existed hardly, you know. It's usually, you know.
I got a letter that there's some relative that I have that's just looking to give away $25 million.
Well, you know,
and
Aaron, I got a letter. There's a Shaw over that wants to.
He reached out to me, too.
Did he reach out to you, too?
Man. Well, there you go.
Yeah, he needs help transferring that money here to the U.S.
All right.
But with that question, like I said, yes, it has happened. Usually the amounts aren't huge. And it's a nice surprise, nice gift, you know, and but it does happen.
You bet.
Yeah, it does happen.
Okay, Amy, wrap this all up for us here.
Okay. Well, if an inheritance has come into your life and it's brought more questions than you have answers to, you're not alone. That uncertainty isn't a flaw. It's just a signal that there's a lot of decisions to be made. So understand, you know, you don't have to act immediately. We've stressed today, just slow down, put some thought into your choices, talk to somebody like a financial advisor about, you know, options, understanding. It's not urgent that you do something immediately. And just give yourself time. You know, that's often one of the most responsible first steps that you can take. And as always, don't forget to include your estate planning attorneys, your tax professionals, your financial advisors in the conversation. They can often give you more clarity by looking at your whole situation, you know, whereas maybe you see things a little bit in a vacuum, they can have a little bit broader, you know, outlook on things. Mm-hmm. So,
how can people reach out to you?
Yeah, if some of those things resonate with you, and you want to talk to a financial advisor, our number is 712-623-5726, or you can go to our website at milestonefinancialgroup.com.
Great information.
Absolutely.
Nice to visit with you.
Absolutely, Aaron. You know, like I said, they are unique situations. Everybody's situation is unique. And like I said, my first advice would be slow down and then, you know, kind of let the emotional part pass if that is the situation, and then contact somebody to visit.
Very good. Make it a great day. Nice to see you both.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Building Rural Wealth with Milestone Financial.
Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situation.